Yeah, well, look, first of all, what I was saying is, like, and it's welcome, while we're developing a lot of green waste at the moment, cycle waste, pathways and that, and you can see a lot of facilities that are maybe outside the town towards football clubs and different things to get. There is quite a few of our towns, I'm talking here in the Liverston area, that does not have footpaths or cycle lanes, for that matter, within the town centres. Like, so I'm talking about areas like you would say there from round Navaney. If you go out from, say, Finn Park round towards the beaches, there's one very, very narrow footpath there. It's less than a metre on one side of the road, and there's absolutely nothing at all on the other side of the road. And that's an extremely busy road because it acts as a bypass from Balbuffet and Snorri. Another area then, you have gone out from Balbuffet out towards Sheshanee there along Longsdale. That estate there is quite a very, very large estate, and a lot of the children that will go towards Sheshanee out to the school out there, and the other, the chapel, graveyard and etc. And there's no footpath there on either side of the road. And this is within the town. And the same then at Sheshanee again, Sheshanee crossroads at the bridge there. There's a footpath there, but you have to walk out onto the bridge again. So, and that's not just there. You have the issues in Lafo as well. You have accidents in Johnson, Convey. There's within our town, what I would call the town boundary, there's a lot of areas that are just no footpaths and not existing now. So these are not about upgrading or repairing footpaths. They're actually about getting a list of footpaths, whether a priority list within the MD, and then going to Lifford and speaking to the officials in the area about active travel or whatever, go to seek it, rather than just doing a sort of piecemeal, or, you know, every other year you hear, you know, some members maybe pushing one pass over another. We need to get a priority list. We need to look at the footfall, the volume of people and children and parents and everybody else that are using these particular roads. And then we need to go to Lifford, and that's what we'd be asking our area roads manager, to have the list, to go to Lifford and source the funding. And they, before we can get the roads designed, they want to know that you have sourced money, that you're not just designing for the sake of design and applying there. And as well as that, then, within the town centres here, particularly in Balfinch or Balfay, that the amount of people that are falling there, we just witnessed one last week there, a young girl just fell outside McLanny's, like, and that's a very, very busy area. So it's upgrading existing footpaths, but it's not forgetting about a lot of areas have no footpaths at all. And we're asking then the engineer to have a meeting with us. So we sit down, we put it in, and we just have a plan, a priority plan going forward.